would be going on. Well, sir, I think to be very...
Pile this now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to be a terrific job.
Yes, I would think so.
I've got, fortunately, other studies that have been done in this area that I can use as a basis. It's hard to talk because I've got to describe all the terms and that'll take me the rest of the day.
Yes.
I'll make a phonemic analysis. I'll find out whether there's any distinction between, let's say, the P sound that you will make at the beginning of words and the P sound that you'll make at the end of words.
Uh-huh.
We don't make them the same way in English. Uh-huh. I'll find out if that makes any distinction.
Uh-huh.
Or not. I'll make
see.
What I call a phonemic analysis. Uh-huh. And then I'll make a morphemic analysis, that is the structure of the grammar itself. And then I'll talk about the syntax, the word order,
yes.
And I'll find
yes.
out... I'll correlate all these. I work with maps of Illinois, and I'll have a map here. For example, if you say gum or gum, and somebody
yes.
says gum,
uh-huh.
I'll mark an X for each use of gum. I'll have a map just for the gum. That's all be on it, and
uh-huh.
I'll be able to say X is gum and Y is gum,
or
O is gum. And I'll see all these X's and see where the line is drawn, and be able to determine where the acceptability
uh-huh.
pattern centers.
Mm-hmm.
So that if a teacher in that area can hears the word gum. He won't immediately go out and say, well, you people are all wrong, I'm right and you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But rather he'll understand
yes.
the goom is the accepted
mm-hmm.
pronunciation
mm-hmm.
of that area.
But don't you think we've become very sloppy in our English? You know, so many people just don't even finish their words anymore.
Well, there's one thing to take into consideration here, and that is that language does change over the years. It changes terrifically. I teach Old English and Middle English. I mean, that's part of my job.
Oh, yes.
And Old English is just like German. It's a foreign language. You've got to translate
mm-hmm.
it. Middle English, you know, of Chaucer.
Yeah.
With the
yes.
That's English. And you can
yes.
see that
the natural
tendency
Chaucer.
Of any language is to change.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And we have to be aware of the fact that it's going to keep on changing no matter what we do to stop it because
yes.
it's a sociological
uh-huh.
phenomenon.
Uh-huh.
Anything man changes, people change.
Yes.
The language
yes.
will go right on changing.
Oh, yes, and times have changed. Young people have changed, haven't they?
I can see it, so you can see what.
Yes, when you're young.
I just had my 30th birthday, so I thought.
Well, you are young. Well, you've got a good life ahead of you, and God bless you. I hope you just have a good life, I'm sure.
This is great fun to me. I love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
This is something alive and vital.
Yes.
I'm going out and finding what people actually do, not
mm-hmm.
what somebody thought 100 years ago.
No, that's right. That's right.
That's why I enjoy it.
Well, I think it's a fine piece of work. I certainly don't blame you. I think I would thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, I think that'll be helpful to teachers of English in Illinois.
Yes, it surely will.
That's one
mm-hmm.
goal I have.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's one of the courses I teach. I taught high school for 3 years. And,
did you?
Mm-hmm. Junior high and high school both.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I have a niece, or my only niece, that is a counselor. And she's down in Manhasset in Long Island this year. And she had been a dean of women down at Hanover College.
Mm-hmm.
And she found the work was, well, she'd been dean over at DeKalb, too. She found the work so strenuous, just 24 hours a day, you might say. Anybody would rap at her door at midnight or, you know. And it was wearing her down. She's going to be 33, a maiden girl. And so she thought she'd try it in high school. So she's in high school down there. And then another friend of hers who they worked together, she was a physical ed major over at, she's working on her doctorate over at DeKalb, and they became very close friends, so she is teaching physical ed in another school, so they have an apartment together, but it's very interesting to hear them tell about their experiences. Now I'm taking your time, and
no,
I want to do it.
Actually, among other things, I like to get just free conversation like this on tape, because it'll help me check off the rest. For example, if you might have been thinking, well, this is the correct way.
I see. Well, that's all right.
All right. You remember any means of transportation with an electric wire above, you know?
Electric, trolley car.
All right. And you might pull the bell on the trolley car or the bus and say, I want...
Get off at the next station, or next stop, I
suppose. How was that again?
I want to get off at the next stop.
And in Lincoln's day, there was a war called the
Civil.
About a centennial coming up here, isn't it? Pretty soon, I think.
Should
100
be.
Years.
Should,
huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You ever hear called the War of the Rebellion?
Yes, I have heard it called that.